You're listening to SBS News.
It's been dubbed the Fallow Clause, a provision of the proposed religious freedom legislation that would have likely prevented former Wallaby Israel Fallow's sacking. But industry groups say it will leave employees more vulnerable. Innes Willocks is chief executive of the Australian Industry Group, which represents 60,000 businesses across manufacturing, construction, engineering, telecommunications and defence industries. He says the laws will undermine employers' abilities to protect their workers.
A person's religion or belief or perceived belief has the potential to override everything else within a workplace. And that makes it very difficult for employers to run a harmonious workplace.
Israel Folau's rugby contract was terminated after he expressed anti-gay views on social media. Under the Morrison government's draft legislation, companies that earn at least $50 million a year are required to prove the sacking of an employee over controversial religious views was necessary to avoid unjustifiable financial hardship to the business. Martin Isles, head of the Australian Christian Lobby, welcomes the proposed changes.
There are people out there who we know of right now who are told they cannot at all express any of their religious beliefs in the workplace, full stop.
But business owners argue there are already safeguards in place to protect religious freedoms and the legislation poses complex challenges to how they run their companies. Mr. Willocks argues the definition of religion in the draft law is too broad and it will therefore place unreasonable restrictions on employers. He says the law gives workers a wide-ranging ability to argue why they don't have to comply with company policies and that could lead to extremist views being allowed to be tolerated and propagated. The union movement has also raised concerns. Mr. Willocks again.
What is well-intentioned could have very difficult and dangerous consequences for employers and for workplaces in the country as things now stand.
It comes as Christians and secularists face off over the issue. The Australian Christian Lobby argues the laws send the message that you can't fire someone because you don't like what they say. But Fiona Patton, the secular lobby ambassador, believes they will normalise bigotry.
It positively allows for people to publicly and loudly express opinions that are cruel, intolerant and disrespectful.
The federal government insists it will begin working through all of the concerns with the draft law in detail and as swiftly as possible over the coming weeks. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.